Ralph Waldo Emerson. The only gift is a portion of thyself. Therefore the poet brings a poem, the shepherd a lamb, the farmer corn, the miner a gem, the sailor coral and shells, the painter a picture.
My guest, Jack King, is a New Yorker by birth, a Hoosier by choice. He moved to Bloomington with his wife Sylvia and their three children in 1974. While in town, he has practiced and retired from at least three distinct careers. The third retirement has lasted several years and seems to be final. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. Gift us with your poems, Jack.
Day 2. The birth so oft portrayed these winter days takes place in darkness, or so the story goes. In almost all our brains there is that image almost impossible to change. So we choose to celebrate with subtle light, candles that will soften and make comfortable the night. We can almost see young Mary and her Joseph, hear hushed rustlings in the stable. Adoring shepherds enter, say their peace, softly take their leave. The baby stirs, sleeps on, sheltered by the borrowed feeding trough. But what about day 2? Surely then the baby's rest must be disturbed. Stable hands will have to come, for animals must eat. Shouts of traders, clank of commerce, clamor of arriving caravans, all will sweep aside tranquility. Census takers may be satisfied, but there remain the taxes to be paid, accommodations to be found, plans for unknown futures to be made. If during nighttime's gentle music a messenger of peace was born, and words of loving kindness filled the air, how shall those quiet notes now still resonate, despite the loud, seductive symphony of everyday cacophony? Day 2. Bewildering, energizing dance of necessity with hope is our day, too. Breakfast World. She sits with tilted head and Mona Lisa smile, citizen of a private world. Before her, the remnants of coffeehouse breakfast, pastry plate empty save for crumbs, half-filled mug, crumpled paper napkin. She wears college casual, jeans, of course, bulky sweater, her hair is short and straight, childhood blonde. Left elbow on the table, that hand supports a paperback, now nearly finished. The right hand, musician fingers, one massive silver ring, turns one page, then another. At last a silent sigh. She is done with the reading of the book. Reverently she puts it down. Her smile is gone. Slowly, vacantly she looks around, not yet ready for re-entry. Election Night, 2008, Grant Park. Jesse Jackson weeps, watering a seedling hope, waiting for the dawn.
On The Poet's Weave, you've been listening to Jack King reading his poetry. I'm Jenny Kander.